The slow return of two-way traffic on the U.S.-Mexico border. Last month marked an end to the 19-month ban on non-essential land crossings into the U.S. from both Mexico and Canada. The reopening of borders precedes another important event in the resumption of normal international relations. An in-person meeting between the leaders of the three countries.
Let's see how these three leaders handle themselves and if they lead the economic integration of North America towards a path of a social policy that allows for economic growth, increases in productivity, and reduces inequality.
Reigniting the economies of all three countries in the aftermath of the pandemic lockdown, along with climate change and relations with China, are expected to be front and center topics at the trilateral summit. For Canada, the meeting with U.S. and Mexican counterparts is an opportunity to spark action on a number of cross-border trade and economic matters that have stalled in recent years. Mexico seeks to implement more robust policies to address the root causes of immigration as migrants from Central America continue to make their way toward the United States in large numbers.
It's important that we meet at summits, but what's more important are results and implementing agreements. And I believe President Biden and Prime Minister Trudeau are men of action.
Summits between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have a history of awkward and even uncomfortable moments. Once dubbed the Meeting of the Three Amigos, a nod to the film starring comedians Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and Martin Short, regarded as one of the most important economic partnerships in the world.
It's been 5 years since the last meeting of the Three Amigos, and while the relationship between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada was significantly strained in 2018 when former U.S. President Donald Trump slapped tariffs on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, many are hopeful that this year's summit will mark an official return to stable trade and good relations.
The three world leaders will also address the issue of supply chain disruptions, an effort many expect will be facilitated through the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, first signed in 2018. A trilateral pact which accounts for some $1.5 trillion in trade every year. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.